So on my 20th anniversary here, my congregation, without my knowing, decided to solicit special gifts and put statuary here on the church grounds that of all the things they appreciated, they wanted to celebrate my work with other faith communities here in Tulsa. So that statue has a Jewish boy and a Muslim boy and a Christian girl, almost in a circular dance, and a scripture that Rabbi Sherman uses often about what a joyous thing it is when people live together in unity. That bronze sculpture is on our grounds here, and they take great pride in that. And our congregation believes with all their hearts that what I've tried to convince them, you don't have to water down your faith to be in conversation with Jews or Muslims. In fact, in all the work I've done through the last 45 years, when we come to the table, we need the best Jew in the city. We need the best Muslim in the city. We need the best Christian in the city sitting at the table to talk with each other. And that's what I try to be when I sit with them, the best I know how to be.
The Christian church at large, though, is about proselytizing, and the Jews don't do that. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was told a rabbi must say no three times to someone who wants to become a Jew.
Right.
And I have a Jewish friend who said to me the other day that actually the Christians had done a lousy job of converting. Mm-hmm. But here at this church in Boston Avenue, you don't feel that compulsion to have to do that.
Not at all. In fact, we have several couples here where either husband or wife is Christian and the other spouse is a Jew. And in each case, I've said to the Jewish spouse, I want you to know you are welcome here anytime. And I promise, as long as I'm the pastor here, you will never feel uncomfortable here. You will never be embarrassed here. I believe you will feel at home here, appreciated here. As far as I know, that's proven to be the case. In the old days when we were trying so hard to work for women's rights, you remember how much it meant when we would call a physician, you know, with a feminine pronoun? There are a few things that if you're sincere and you say them, the Jewish community picks up right away that you're sensitive. For example, I no longer say B.C. and A.D. when I mention dates. Just by saying a date before the common era or of the common era means the world to them. To say the Hebrew scriptures and the Christian scriptures means the world to them, rather than one being old and one being new. You see, there are ways to communicate that one accepts the other and one appreciates, has genuine appreciation for the other. They pick up on those subtleties that other people may not.
My Jewish friends said that they believe the mountain is here, and up the mountain are these many different paths. Mm-hmm. But they eventually lead to the top of the mountain. Mm-hmm. So he's saying to me then that you can take a different religious path and reach that mountain. Do you believe that?
For me, of course, there can be only one way for me. By that I mean I do believe God has revealed himself in Jesus of Nazareth in a way he never did in any other person. But I can say that and know that as long as I live, I will be a Christian, and I will try to help other people become Christian, but not those whom I believe have a valid covenant with God. I'm not saying any and every religion is going up the same mountain, but I believe that Jews and Muslims are talking about the same God. We are not identical because the Jews believed the clearest revealer of God ever was Moses. Not that God was present in him the way we Christians believe he was present in Jesus of Nazareth, but Moses is the central player in the Torah. Second to God, of course, but of humans, Moses is the number one player. For Muslims, it's Muhammad the prophet. For us Christians, it's Mary's child, Jesus. It does make a difference in the way we conduct ourselves and the way we behave. Still, the best of those three faith traditions do honor each other and do work for good in the community. I mean, there are a lot of differences between Mormons, Latter-day Saints, and me. But the Latter-day Saints whom I know are really good community citizens, really do a lot of good work in the community. And so even though they believe some things in the Book of Mormon that I would find impossible to believe for me, the one whom I follow says, by their fruits you shall know them. And when they're bearing good fruits, I celebrate that fact. You know,
I'll never forget, Billy Graham was on Larry King one night, and Larry King, who is a Jew, was asking lots of questions, well, who's going to go to heaven, who's going to do this? And finally, Billy just said, Larry, there are some things I just don't know.
Right.
And we have to give it up.
That's right.
Believe in our own faith, and we just don't know. We won't know till later.
Right.